It's like, I was like, I asked you. I said, do you want... She's like, well, I didn't think you'd do it like that.
I saw this scenario happening.
Not even any words. It's just...
Yeah, it was...
A violation. What have you done?
I was like, I tried to avoid it. I said to her, I was like, you can't be mad. You had every opportunity to prevent this happening. I gave you the opportunities to do this. And you said no. She's like, well, I just didn't think you'd do it like that. I'm like, oh!
3, 2, 1, action.
Oh no, it's two white boys with a podcast.
We're going to start off this correctly this time. This is Dan.
And that's Tom.
And you're listening
to YTFN.
With your favourite numpties.
Your two favourite numpties on YTFN. Here we go.
I think we nailed that.
We remembered to introduce ourselves. A little bit. I mean, we got away with it in the first one. My sound was falling down. We got away with it in the first one because it's mostly just our friends and who listen to it.
Yeah.
So we could get away with not naming ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, and that we were just too excited and completely forgot.
Far too excited and completely forgot that we need to say who we are.
We've done it now, so that's out of the way.
That's it, tick that box. But I mean, that being said, how are you feeling after going live with the first episode?
Good, at ease.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot at ease, yeah. It was nerve-wracking. I felt nervous.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, like... Doing the whole first one, I did feel nervous.
When we were actually recording it?
A little bit, yeah, because I think it was a lot more quiet. But then seeing the stuff that we posted and hearing some of the response that we've had, it's made me a lot at ease.
What have people said to you then?
That is just relatable, it's easy, and it's just two general guys just chatting and just having fun and having a laugh.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
That's the main feedback I've heard, and that is... It's really interesting.
Yeah. Someone said to me, it's like he listened to it while he was like making his dinner, and he said it's like he had two of his mates in the kitchen with him, and he was just listening to them chatting.
Yeah, it's literally exactly the same response
while he was cooking, which that's really nice to hear.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, it's good. Good to hear positive feedback.
Yeah. But were you nervous from the moment? Because I remember texting you being like,
it was going live. I was like, okay, this is happening. This is actually happening. And then it went. I went, actually, it's not that bad.
No.
It wasn't too bad at all.
I mean, you're not signed into the social media stuff yet, so you don't get the notifications. So.
No. I'm at ease of that.
Yeah. Because when I just pressed the buttons and was like, make it go live, and I was like, right, and now I've got to share it to everything, and then I've got to share that even further from my personal stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I thought... In my head, it was going to take an hour, and it probably took about 3 hours.
Oh my God, did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And Holly was just like, are you still on your phone? And I was like, yes, because I've shared it on TikTok, but I need to share...
Get off your phone.
Literally, yeah. She's sick of hearing my own voice being played back to me by my phone now.
Oh.
Which...
Yeah, I bet.
Which, actually, that's to address some of the...
Ooh, yes.
Not negative as such, but more constructive criticism of people's concerns about... One, the visual setup.
Yeah.
So obviously we're in your apartment.
Yes, we are. And yeah, this is just the beginning. Like, we are starting from scratch. So we are only on one mic and we are filming off your phone.
Filming off my phone. Everything, yeah. If Google want to get in touch and run an advert.
Yeah, my God, that'd be amazing.
Because, yeah, everything is powered through my Google Pixel right now. And yeah, all the editing, all the filming, all the recording, all goes through my phone, and then it all gets uploaded from my phone as well.
So more viewers would really help us right now.
Yeah,
and you'll get better sound quality.
Exactly. So people who are just listening, yeah, the audio quality will be improving over time, especially as we figure it out. Like,
100%. Like, we've got so much to learn and so much like time to learn as well, and. More times we start doing this, the better we're going to get. Just practice makes perfect.
So. Exactly. But that's what someone else also said to me. It was like, it was nice seeing, because they watched the video.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's nice seeing that it's so simply set up. Like, it's proper humble beginnings.
It's raw.
Raw, exactly.
It's so raw. Like, we don't have all the big flashy lights and the cameras and the mics and all that. You've got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, and that's it. And then he was saying, you get contrasted to like, these celebrities who are like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast because I've got a bit of free time. And then they're in a full professional studio.
Yeah.
And
everything. You know, and they got the money.
Exactly.
We got none of it.
We got None of it. None of it.
But yeah, no, in time we will move into a better room in my apartment. And
so visually,
yes,
it will look even better.
Yes, it's just time. That's all it is. Just for the time being, this would do, but we will move on eventually.
So then I got an email, which I think was mostly marketing, but it was summing up like where our viewers are from and where we fall into categories and stuff. And so you are now listening or watching the number 4th most watched entertainment news podcast in Latvia. So,
woohoo! Latvia.
And that's it. Well, that we're going to win a Hearts and Minds campaign in Eastern Europe. Poland's next.
We're just going to take all over Europe.
We're going to take. You thought Russia was a threat. Following the footsteps of all terrible dictators, and we're going to invade Poland.
Yeah, wait for these two Nazis to take over.
And that was an awful joke to make, that we're following in the footsteps of great dictators.
You said it, not me.
I did say it. But the joke being that we obviously aren't dictators.
No.
It's a Hearts and Minds campaign, all right? But that being said, I briefly, quickly learnt how to say...
I was going to say, can you see that down there?
No, I need to read this one. I wrote it out phonetically as well. Svekia umpaldis, which is hello and thank you in Latvian. So, we've got that covered.
I hope he said it correctly.
I hope I said it correctly as well.
Please let us know if he has or hasn't.
Yeah, to our comments, to please. Our massive Latvian following, if you can please comment and let us know whether I greatly offended you, and I hope I didn't with my terrible pronunciation.
This is Gelmath that I've recently had a little sightseeing. Gelmath.
Gelmath.
Yeah, okay. Gelmath. Okay. A little insight seeing of how girls' brains work, of adding up things and just, yeah, I've just found a page and there's these Gelmaths that they think that works for them is just mind-blowing.
Okay.
So one of these ones was, Gelmath is not paying for the $15 for shipping, instead spending another $30 to get the free shipping. Oh my god, no, this is humble as well. Gelmath is packing a minimum of 14 pairs of underwear for a 7-day trip.
Oh god. I've been there when I've been with my partners. And they're like,
why do you need so many?
Oh, just everything, of all of it.
I can understand maybe if you're having... accidents, if you're having an accident, okay, but maybe bring a spare or two.
A spare or two, 14. But you aren't going to piss yourself every single night. No, exactly. Night.
depends what the holiday you're going on. But
the advice for packing is lay everything out and then take away a third of everything. So if you've got 3 t-shirts, take away a t-shirt. You've got 3 jeans, take away a jean.
Is that how you work yours out?
That's how I pack my stuff.
Fair, fair. Yeah, fair.
Sorry, back to it. Yeah. So this is Gelmath.
Yeah, so Gelmath. If I pay for for it using cash, I basically didn't spend anything. It was for free because there's no proof of spending. Oh, honestly. I like the thinking, but no, that is not true. That really does not how that's not how it works. Am I doing your head? But no.
Oh god.
Gelmath is knowing the difference between Mayview and pink, but the colour blind to red flags.
Oh, no, ladies.
I said there's no offence to them, but this is how their brain works.
I mean, these are submitted by them, isn't it?
Yeah, this is just a whole post.
It's from Twitter, from X, from the site formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
So these are self-submitted.
Yeah. Right. Gelmath is needing to buy an outfit for every special event, no matter how much stuff you have in your closet already.
Oh, God.
And even brand new ones that you have tags on still that you haven't worn.
Yeah, yeah.
That I have seen.
The wardrobe clear out, and they go, oh, I forgot I had this. Oh, I forgot I bought this.
That's a good one. It's September. I bought tickets to a concert that is in March. By the time it's going to the show for free... The grammar was spelled really not that great there, but...
I had a conversation with my friend ages ago about what they've paid to go see Taylor Swift. And the tickets they got, so they got £350 to go see Taylor, and that's VIP. Which actually...
That's a really good price.
Really good price. Yeah. Right, and they said that they were willing to spend a grand on it. And I, first off, I was like, that's a mental amount of money to go see any artist.
Yeah.
And then they turned it around and they were like, yeah, but she's the tip of the top.
She's
of,
Taylor Swift.
Well, not even that, but you think of what Taylor Swift is
yeah,
doing
I know,
right
I know,
now.
I know, yes.
And then she was like, she said, when I'm going to be like a grandma and Taylor, you know, they have like these Taylor Swift TV shows on and whatever, I want to be able to say I went and saw her live at VIP. And I was like, that's true, actually. Like,
okay.
But to see, like,
yeah, true.
She's the greatest female musician of all time right now.
Yes, she
like,
is, yeah.
More, what, more money, more everything than Michael Jackson, the Beatles.
Really?
You know, I think so.
What? Breaking records? I don't think so.
I think so.
No.
I don't know. I don't know the stats because I don't care enough. I'm not that deeply involved. But you know, she has more money than entire countries.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. True.
You know,
that one's probably true.
She stimulates economies. She brought what $250 million to the NFL just by being in the audience.
Yeah. Nuts.
You know, and then yeah. and then to turn around and be like, oh, did you ever go see her live? Oh no, because it was £1,000 to go see her. Or to be like, yeah, I did go see her. I saw Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah,
I'd be
yeah.
like, you know what? Cracking good justification. So that's top girl maths right there.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Next one, hit me a few more.
Right. You broke a sweat today, so you can technically afford an extra 400 calories today.
I mean, that's a bit of male math as well.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. That one I can understand. Yeah, you treat yourself. Not an extra go, yeah, I'm going to have an extra 400 calories.
I don't count the calories.
No. having lunch with two friends instead of one so I don't have to talk as much so I can focus on my food. That was brilliant. I love that one. That was good.
That's just clever. That's just like plotting.
Yeah, I can just go on and on and on and...
That's just funny. That's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I ended on that one. That one was good.
The girl maths is the girl logic of... Right. So we had... it was this entirely avoidable incident that I tried my hardest to avoid.
Oh, God.
And I still... I got gaslit, Tom. I got a completely...
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we had new bins arrive at the house provided by the council. And so Ollie was like, right, write the house number on them because they're brand new. We don't want anyone taking them.
Of course, yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, right. Write the house number on them. No problem. Easy. I'm like, there with the pen. And I'm like, do you want to do this? No, that's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. You write it. Okay, but how do you want it written? Just, you know, make it big.
In numbers?
No numbers, but make it big, make it blocky, you know. Okay, all right. And so we live at, it's a two-digit number. So do the first number, and then start doing the second one, and then I just hear from behind me, that. I asked you, I said to you, I didn't think you'd do it like that.
I saw this scenario happening.
It's not even any words. It's just...
Yeah, it was...
A violation. What have you just done?
What have you done? I was like, I tried to avoid it. I said to her, I was like, you can't be mad. You had every opportunity to prevent this happening. I gave you the opportunities to do this. And you said no. She's like, well, I just didn't think you'd do it like that. I'm like, oh!
Wow.
Oh, tricked and trapped I was. Oh, either way, it's got massive blocky numbers on there now.
What is the way you did get the stickers? Instead of writing it.
I don't care. It's a bin. Who cares?
That's man's maths.
Well, exactly.
Make it easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought you'd do it better. Like, it's numbers on a bin.
Are you going to be staring out your window looking at those numbers?
Oh, they haven't written those numbers on very nicely. So, yeah, no, I lost. I both won and lost that argument.
Yeah, because
I've got a movie recommendation.
Oh yeah,
for you and for anyone who may or may not be listening at home, because we don't know. People might have watched the first one.
I hope there's people listening.
Yeah, people watched the first one and gone, ah, good on them for trying, but I don't care. But movie recommendation, it's on Netflix. It is called King Richard. And it is about Venus and Serena Williams and their dad.
I have seen the trailer for this. I haven't jumped on this yet.
Really good.
Is it?
Really, really good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, it starts from when they're little girls and he's like going and like talking to coaches and being like, look, I've got my daughters. They're going to be the next. They're going to be the top. Like, you want to be training them.
Yeah.
He's like, I got no money, so you're going to have to train them for free, but trust me, it's going to be worth it. And so he's going around like talking to all these coaches. And so basically, I didn't know until afterwards, I chatted to some guys at work about this, but apparently there's a lot of controversy around him as a dad, and that like he was super pushy, super controlling.
Okay.
And it was like, it was his dream, not their dream.
Yeah, a lot of parents do that into their children, where they see a future in them and they're good at something and they're push them to do it.
And it's funny because, in a way, in his own words, he was like, yeah, the plan was, I'm going to have two kids and I'm going to make them tennis pros. Like, he said that was his plan. But you see it, because a lot of it is, you see right at the end, they're doing the credits and it's actual footage of their life.
And the
things that were said in the film are actual things that they said at the time. Okay. And you can see it from their perspective of, you know, they are two young black girls from, you know, the Compton ghetto coming into what is an all-white sport. So, you know, they had it up against them.
Yeah.
And he, like, was not going to let anyone harm his daughters. So this is it. People phoned the police to say he was abusing his daughters because he was like, right, girls, like, training time, let's go, we're going out training. And they'd phone up and be like, oh, he's pushing those girls to the limit. And they'd phone the police on them, you know.
Jesus.
And, yes, and so, but Will Smith, he has his ups and downs, but he kills it in that movie. Really good.
Wow, I don't think he's done a good one for a while either.
What was his last? Pursuit of Happiness, whenever that came out.
God, that was years ago.
I know. That's how long ago it's been.
I thought Focus was pretty good.
Ooh, Focus.
Focus was a good film. I really like that one.
I mean, he was in Suicide Squad, but
he did well in that, though.
He did alright in that one. The scene where he shoots all the targets is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he plays pretty well. I think probably one of his worst ones. I mean, I would say for myself, it's probably. Oh my god, it's just gone straight out of my head.
I Am Legend is my favourite movie, one of my favourite movies.
Oh, I Am Legend is, yeah, they're making it number two, aren't they?
They are.
There's rumours of it going happening. Oh my god, the film's gone out of my head. He plays a superhero.
Oh, Hancock.
Hancock.
Oh, mixed reviews on that one.
I do and I don't like it. I think probably one of his worst ones. He's done so many films, and then he's done so many good ones, but then there's been so many that he has not done, like, that haven't been well.
Yeah, there are some that he's done with his son. Wasn't there one that, in space? Maybe it was
After Earth, something like that.
Yeah.
That was a bit of hit and miss.
Yeah, but this one, good. Really good. Okay. Like, it's like old school, decent Will Smith. It's Pursuit of Happiness. Will Smith. Back doing what he does. And the film itself is really good. Like, I found myself getting really emotional at some points because, like,
oh, did you?
Yeah, because you see, like,
your softer side come out.
No, you see, he fully believes in, like, his daughters. Like, he basically manages to blag his way onto, like, a tennis court where this, like, coach is already training his pro athlete. And he's like, just give him, like, just hit a few balls with them, hit a few balls with them. Like, look, the guy's, he's resting, having a drink of water, just do a couple.
Oh, shit.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, all right then. And then you see, like, these girls, and they start, like, just killing it. And he's there, and he's just, like, encouraging them from the sidelines. And you can tell, like, and that was it. He believes that it was going to happen. And, like, you know, they became exactly... It's basically
a true story, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's a completely true story, yeah.
Serena, like, I remember... Williams.
Yeah.
Not Williams.
Serena Williams and Venus Williams.
Yeah, Williams. Yeah, it is Williams. Yeah, sorry, not bad. Yeah, who have become the biggest female tennis athletes out there.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
Venus, not anymore. I think she's retired now.
Oh, well, they're both much older now.
And Serena, I think she stopped because she's had two children, or one. I know she's definitely had one, or maybe two. I think she stopped now, but she's huge world champion.
Yeah.
Massive world champion. Yeah. Of US Open, the Wimbledon, French Open, I think.
Yeah.
Australian Open. Spain as well. Yeah. But I mean, all the big main tournaments that everyone knows of tennis, yeah, she's won.
This is
so
it.
That's huge, especially for a black woman to do that.
Like, yes. Yeah, well, to break into a competitive sport that is mainly dominant.
It's a white English, white sport.
Yeah, as are all these sort of, you know, it's the same reason skiing and sailing don't have many black competitors in them.
But they're not.
No, because it's a posh white sport.
Wow. Yeah. You know. Didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
Yeah. It's the sad state of affairs.
Yeah, we know it's still in this world at the moment, and it has been 4 years, but it's just obviously a hell of a lot less than what it was donkeys ago.
Depends what end of the spectrum you're on, doesn't it? What?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
That's not a subject that we can break into.
But no, the film sounds really good. I did see the trailer for it.
It did
look good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely recommend
it. And it's one of those. I sat there watching it and being like, yeah, you know, because the thing that he says through the whole movie is like, this was the plan. This is the plan. Like, you make the plan, you stick to it.
Mm.
And it actually reminded me so much because he writes it all down. And like, I've got in my little book here, like, exactly the day when I like conceptualised doing a podcast.
Yeah, no, that's cool though, because eventually down the line we can look at that.
We can look back on it. Yeah. Right. Oh, but that was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
If, and that's from a follow on from the film. So yeah, the film was like, oh man, yeah, you make your plan and you follow it through.
Okay.
What would be like if the podcast was to go really, really well and be successful? Like, and we're talking like the dream scenario.
Okay, dream scenario.
But, and it can be as ridiculous as you want.
Okay.
Like, but what would be your most, like?
Well, to do this full time.
Do this full time. Yeah, but I mean, go on. Keep dreaming. Dream bigger.
Oh, right. Okay. To be doing.
Let me give you an example. So there's another guy. He started his podcast. He started it with the intention of he wanted to, be a broadcaster, like a journalist in sports. So he centered his podcast around sports, and now he gets invited on to like Match of the Day and stuff like that.
Oh, damn! That's
and
cool.
Go and doing sport, and like he'll go and interview like footballers, not when they're at the game, but like outside of it and stuff. Mm. So like, but where can you see for yourself, like, if it was, you know, I'm talking those fanciful agreements.
Would be to do like little shows,
yeah,
like live podcasts in front of an audience. That would be cool, and then. I don't know why, but having it in that interaction with the crowd afterwards as well, or before, or just during, like, that would be quite a cool goal, dream to reach. You'd be doing it full time.
Be doing it full, hopefully.
That would be fun.
It would be fun.
But I don't know, right now it's hard to think, because we're already on episode two.
But this is because what I'd like to do is then we can look back on
it
and go, man, remember in episode two when we said...
I'll tell you what else would be cool, going around the world. Doing it,
yeah,
that would be sick.
Yeah,
that would be a dream. Travel around the world to do a podcast. Imagine like having that contact everywhere around the world. We've got our voices out there.
Getting invited onto like a podcast in America to go chat to someone there.
Yeah, see what I mean? There's so much. Like there's so much that you.
Well, like a guest, we give one.
Guests would be cool. Yeah, guests would be. That would be. I reckon we could do guests down the line. Well, maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. Depending on how far this goes.
Exactly.
You never know.
What would be your tippy top celebrity guest that you'd want to?
I have no idea. Can't be on a spot like that.
Okay, I put you on the spot there because I was already thinking about it.
I have no idea.
I jumped this on you. Okay. Remember, this is like absolute, you know, shoot for the moon, land amongst the stars, dreaming to do something with like Ant and Dec.
Okay, that'd be cool. Yeah,
you know, whether it's
why Ant and Dec?
Because they're just funny. They're a funny duo.
Yeah, they are. They are a funny duo.
And then
we
replace them because they've got to retire at some point.
Imagine we ended up start doing a podcast and then we would become producer entertainers.
Yeah, and then ITV are like, man, we like what you've got going on. Can you please come and help host
host this TV show?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we want you to come.
The Thomas Mann Saturday Night Takeaway Show.
Yeah. You don't want to walk across the bridge in the jungle with me?
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Slow to get me out of here. Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully by that point, I'd have a little bit of money and I can buy myself an Aston Martin.
You want your Aston Martin?
Ever since having
driven one.
Oh my god.
Really? Yeah. Oh my god. I saw one, a lovely one the other day. Really, really nice car the other day at Gatwick. I was at the airport.
Of course,
it was Gatwick. Yeah, it was really, really nice.
All right, so now I've said that's my most like astronomical dream for where this could possibly go. So then in like 5 years, when it like we can look back and we can be like,
yeah, hey, that would be cool. Yeah, you never know, mate. You never know what the future holds. Never know.
Oh, good tangent for our next segue into our next segment, which was we were talking about what the future holds.
Oh, and my god,
something,
yeah,
about robots and AI.
Talking about the future, what the hell was that?
That was a scream from outside.
That was terrifying.
Someone being attacked by robots and AI.
It's already happened. Jesus. Right, let me quick this get this out there quickly before something happens.
Before it takes over.
So, yeah, scrolling through TikTok and come along this video. Obviously, I know about AI and how far we are getting advanced with it now. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I think it's going to get advanced with us. There was this video that's come across called Amica. Some British and American scientists have come together to make this robot. They've been doing it been working on it for years and years. And now they've actually got a working robot. And they take it to like shows.
Okay.
And you can have a full led conversation with this robot. So it's a robot with built in AI, and it's the same as the AI GPT chat thing.
Oh, okay.
So it runs off of that.
Okay.
But it learns as it's every day.
Well, that's how all AI currently works.
And the video of it saying, where they ask it questions, what do you see for the future of humans and robots working together or living together? And the robot answers saying that it sees that we could work along very well, can teach each other and learn new things and become great together. Mm. And then someone asked the robot, Amica, do you see robots taking over the world? And then, because the robot has facial features as well, and yeah, it's all like, it thinks for a second. And it goes, I don't see the risk at the moment, but there's a potential worst scenario that robots could take over humans. And humans won't be able to stop the robots because they're too smart. That's literally what it said. I was like, say that now. Like, at the moment, it can't.
Yeah.
But down the line, it thinks it could.
Yeah.
And then the guys that made it were like, oh, that won't happen, but there's an off switch.
Spray it with a hose. It's done. I sprayed him with water. Robot uprising finished.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. If I can put my phone underwater, I'm sure a robot with a little bit of drop of water is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, it's just scary how fast that we are progressing with this AI. And it is freaky, man.
But that, I mean,
real freaky, though. Especially now, like, have you seen the videos of where people are using AI to phone like parents and stuff and using kids' voices to say like, oh, I'm in prison, I need this money.
I'm more worried about like deep fake footage than I am about like AI being too clever.
I'd be way more worried about the AI being way too clever than deep fake footage.
Yeah, but an AI is really only going to relatively be following whatever it was initially made to do. You'd hope so.
With these things getting that smart, it's going to start learning by itself, which it's already doing.
Yeah, but the creator puts parameters on what it's going to learn and what he uses it for.
Yeah, you would hope so.
Whereas
we've seen all the films.
Whereas humans don't. You've got to rely on humans to put limits on themselves with what they can do with that technology. So there was like a company where like multiple scammers created like a whole like Zoom call, and they used deep fake like profiles, and basically they made themselves look like the chief operating officer of the company
and then using the voice as well.
HR officer of the company and all this, and then they got someone in like their bursary, their finance department, to like transfer over like 180 million.
Yeah, that's what I mean about these using AI, using the people's voices now.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
That is scary.
And it's a scary concept. It's, but then also,
but then that,
it is, have you seen recently that like chat, I think it was ChatGPT, I don't know if this is true, but basically had a complete like meltdown.
And, did hear this, but yes.
In like, it was just spouting utter nonsense to people. It was a,
yes, I know.
It was like
complete gibberish,
and it was like mixing up like Spanish and English in one sentence, and the person would be like, I don't speak Spanish, can you please use English? And then they then continue, the ChatGPT would apologise in Spanish. And so
we're still a long way off them, what we see in films, and what we have seen in films, and we know what could happen, but we are heading that way. And it is a scary thought. Like, real scary. It's going to happen.
The biggest problem with AI right now is how it's being used by people. And AI is being, you know, the dream of the future with robots is that robots do all the servitude type work. They do all the manual labour.
Yeah.
And then humans are free to create art, create music, to do
roam
whatever.
And live their
roam
own
and
lives.
Live their own life.
Yeah.
Instead, AI is being used to the best phrase I can say it with is make us the robots. And that, but it's being used by people. So you've got these scanners running in like these warehouses that are like worker 20457 has been stood still for 0.5 of a second longer than he should be, like, so dock their wages. Exactly. But it's all being used. There's like cafes where they're like, they monitor how long customers have been sitting and how much they've been spending.
True.
And then they monitor how many coffees like their baristas are making.
And these are literally the only little bits that we know. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg on this, and there's so much we like right now that we don't know.
Yeah. And this is the problem. AI and automation is being used against us as people to make us work harder, to reduce wait times, to maximise profits, up output, when in reality we should be using the robots and everything else to automate like manual labour, like this is such a big conversation. I love it, right? we're gonna do it. It's a big conversation, but I love it because I think about it all the time. And there's a big argument for, like, so universal basic income, which is everyone gets a minimum wage, regardless, full stop.
Okay.
You just get, you know, 1,400 into your bank account every month. That's it.
What, across the planet?
Across, well, country by country. Ideally across the planet, but, you know, it's not going to work like that. But even, like, the country. And the concept being that allows you to be more free with your time for whatever you want to do. And everyone, and the arguments against it are like, oh, well, then no one will work. Then no one will you know, who's going to
do all the manual labour, to make everything run.
The only way, and also how can you afford to give everyone that amount of money?
Yes.
You get the robots in to do these manual jobs. Yeah. I don't want to be working in a warehouse.
But no, of course not. Us humans are lazy.
I don't want to be having to lift heavy things, but if I can get a robot to do it, but then know that the massive savings that companies are making by automating all these jobs are taxed correctly instead of just being sent offshore somewhere, if it's taxed correctly, that money then gets redistributed to everyone, so then people don't have to do the manual jobs.
That would be
this is like an ideal utopian
vision. Yes, of course. I was gonna say reality, with humans, how selfish we can be, that wouldn't I don't think that
would happen. not in
we'd still get the robots to do the work. The person that was doing that work
loses their job,
has no money,
and then the company save however much on
because they've got less people to pay. And that is what is happening.
That is, and that's the thing.
And we have seen that in this world.
That's
like,
that is what is happening.
Simplest things, self-scan checkouts.
Yeah.
Remember going to shopping, there was just tills everywhere.
Oh, self-scan will reduce prices and make everything cheaper, is what they told us. self-scan. If we have self-scan, then we don't have to employ so many people, and so then we can pass the savings on to you. That's the lie we were sold.
Oh my god.
You know?
Oh, fucking hell, we're so gullible.
We are. We are.
But, so how many jobs now? There's a lot less jobs.
A lot less jobs.
A lot less people working.
But then they still make, Sainsbury's make disgusting profits. More money than ever before. Now, especially
because of technology.
Yeah. But not just technology. I mean, it's...
Well, no, it is technology because we've had to build that and invent that.
Yeah. But then also because, you know, they hardly pay any taxes. They've been able to just put up the prices of food and say it's because of inflation.
Falling on the subject here. You're going a different way now.
I know, but it's an interesting conversation.
End up on a different conversation. And that can be saved for another one.
Yeah,
we can do
a deep dive on that stuff.
We
are officially in a recession now, so we're
oh yeah, they've finally announced it.
Everyone's been feeling it for about 6 months to a year and a half.
maybe since after COVID.
Officially. So these are witty comebacks that are probably worth remembering. I'd say they're witty, they're a bit savage, some of them.
Okay. So down, go for it.
Okay. I'd say imagine a picture of them in maybe like a work scenario.
Okay.
And someone's just like,
paint a picture for me. Got a picture.
It's like someone's just done something stupid, said something stupid, and has been really grinding on you. And okay. So these are lines you can use to be like, I'm done with your shit. Okay. So witty comebacks that are worth remembering. Out there, a hard working tree produces oxygen so you can breathe.
Okay.
Our first meeting is unforgettable, and I'll keep trying.
I knew that one's coming.
Your family tree resembles a cactus, full of pricks.
That's good. I like that. That was really good. I'm gonna keep that one.
What doesn't kill you simply disappoints me.
Wow. Wow! Gonna go that deep. Oh. Wow.
Those who tolerate you daily are the unsung heroes. Stupidity isn't a crime, so you're free to go.
Yeah.
my missus is gonna love this one. You're the human equivalent of period cramps. Which has less sting coming from us, I imagine.
Yeah, from us, but yeah, I could imagine that.
God created the middle finger with you in mind. Someday you'll go far. Let's hope you stay there.
Oh my god, yes. That's brilliant. I've never heard anyone say these before.
Witty comebacks. Don't be embarrassed about who you are. Leave that to your parents.
Okay.
I comprehend everything you said. I'm just choosing to ignore you.
Yeah, I've used that one.
Everyone has the right to be foolish occasionally, but you seem to overuse that privilege.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the end of witty comments.
No, that was good. Jokes, yeah.
If anyone wants to send anything in to us.
Yes, please do. Yeah, please put it in the comments. Anything.
And in the comments or send directly. Follow our accounts first.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
We need the numbers,
yeah.
We are on Instagram.
TikTok.
Twitter, YouTube, we are definitely on YouTube. YouTube, so please subscribe to us.
And yes, give us a follow. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music. You're able to listen there. We are working it out with Google at the moment. I can share a link for people to be able to find it, but for whatever reason, currently, if you search for us on Google, we don't appear. So
We'll get there.
We're figuring it out. But then, through those accounts, if you're like, oh man, I'd love to hear these guys read these jokes or talk about that or that'd be funny, then send us a comment.
Give us a little follow.
Give us a follow.
A little follow, a little like. Goes a long way, trust me.
The likes mean so much.
Yeah. Goes a long way.
And it costs you nothing.
Literally nothing.
But it means so much. It gives us constant dopamine. Well, once
I push off more to do more of these.
Absolutely, it keeps us motivated. And once I've got you signed on the social media, you'll get the
yeah. I'll be like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's too much. But Tom, it's only been 4 notifications. Yeah, that's enough.
Too much. It's overwhelming me. But yeah, and that'd be the way to send us any content that you might think that we want to discuss or look at.
Yeah, honestly, just write it in the comments down below. It'll help us to push towards where we want to go for our future, and makes our conversations, our podcast a little bit easier as well.
Absolutely. I mean,
and anything that's like that you've liked in our podcast, just write it down.
Yeah, just give us that feedback.
Yeah.
And because it is, we're making content not just for ourselves but for whoever might be listening and watching. That being said, there was one person who commented and said they want to know who punched me in the face. So we need to reach out to the person who punched me in the face and check that they're okay with us having that conversation on here.
Oh, I thought you did.
I forgot to. I kept meaning to and never got around
to it. Oh, okay. And you know who you are on that one. Yeah. We will get back to you with that. Yeah. And we will put that in the next episode.
Well, that's Tom.
Yeah, that's Dan.
And this is YTFN with your two favourite numpties.
Yeah. Sweet.
Nice.